TV shows such as NCIS or the Naval Criminal Investigative Services may be a little embellished for the big screen, but a group of high school students have a better idea of just how exaggerated the shows are. The Defense Department set up several workstations to show about 100 high school students from the Washington, D.C. area the technical work its employees and service members do. The workstations revolved around forensics, biometrics, IT security, and many other technology areas. Joyce France is the director of DoD CIO Management Services, which hosted the CIO Council's IT Job Shadow Day earlier this month. France says a lot of students just didn't know all the areas DoD works in.
Especially with some of the things like crack the code and things of that sort. You see some of the stuff. We had someone from our investigative service here, and I thought that was kind of interesting. We had a big group of students there, and I'm thinking it's probably because of the NCIS or whatever that's on TV. But again, you don't think about that in DOD, maybe FBI or something like that. But we had people here talking about the work that they do, biometrics, fingerprinting, looking at how right now a lot of research is being done as far as looking at your pupils and your eyes and being able to identify people. That stuff is leading edge, and there's a lot of research. We have people that study those types of technologies to see what it is that we can use to support the Department of Defense.
Along with the DoD CIO's office, the Army, the Air Force, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff hosted local students. Other agencies, including NASA and the General Services Administration, also participated in the government-wide IT Job Shadow Day program. France says this is DOD's third year participating in the program.
We wanted to tell them not only here are the job opportunities, but here's the things that you need to do in order to prepare yourself, and here are some short-term goals and steps that you need to take in order to get to your optimum job in information technology.
DOD's goals are twofold. France says the first one deals solely with recruitment.
Right now within the Department of Defense, we have a lot of folks like me who are 50 or above. And, and it's more than, last time I checked, was like 48% in the IT fields that's in that age group. Well, that concerns me. I look at those types of statistics and say, what should I be doing to ensure that I have a pipeline of students, skilled students coming in and professionals in the IT world to fill these jobs.
The second reason is less obvious, says Air Force General John Maluta, the Director for Cyberspace Transformation and Strategy.
We are looking for IT professionals in the Department of Defense and your other agencies that support this country of ours. But my main message to them was to take whatever skill sets they had, in this particular case, their IT skill sets, and utilize them for the betterment of society. Whether that is meaning government service, whether that's meaning being a teacher, whether that's meaning being a librarian or anything else that supports this country of ours. Give back a little bit for what they have gained.
Maluta adds that he hopes IT Job Shadow Day energizes students to work for the federal government or enroll in the military. In fact, at least two students came away excited about DOD and the federal government.
Hello, my name is Sammy Omar, and I actually attend the Edison Academy, and I actually attend Edison High School, which is in Alexandria, Virginia. I am not planning on enrolling. I plan on being a civilian. We're actually working with the DOD, but it has cleared up my perspectives of the actual military.
Omar adds that because of what he learned at Job Shadow Day, he will major in computer sciences instead of IT in college.
Hi, my name is Markel Yates. I'm come from Robert E. Lee High School. That's located in Springfield, Virginia. And I attend an academy class at Edison High School, Network Administration 1. Actually, I really didn't even know what I really wanted to do. And they had stations that they had set up that told us and explained to us the different opportunities that there were. And that really opened my mind to actually, to be specific, forensics and cybersecurity.
Yates says she always thought DOD was all about military actions and not much about technology.
I had no idea that there was that much stuff to do in the federal government. That really surprised me a whole lot. Besides the whole military, I personally didn't want to join the military, but coming to this IT shadow job today, it made me realize that the military is more than just fighting for your country and the benefits that they have. It also has to do with extras. You learn a lot from the military, not only for your career, but also as a life experience.
Cheryl Roby is DOD's deputy CIO. She says part of the goal for IT Job Shadow Day is to give students a better idea of what DOD is all about.
We try to make them understand that 2.5 million computers is a lot of computers that need a lot of attention, that need a lot of work to make sure they're successfully operating to meet the needs of our warfighters, that there are opportunities for them to continuously learn. Their computer systems, the infrastructure that makes the computer system successful, is all a part of a learning process. We give them training opportunities. We give them career paths that reward them financially. We give them education beyond just going to learn about the computers, but the whole business that's done by the Department of Defense. So we think that that's opening up their aperture. When we have days like today where the children come in and hear us talk very enthusiastically about the work that we do.
Roby adds that science, engineering, and technology skills are in great demand at DOD. And employees with those skills can put them to work immediately. While neither Roby nor France have any real evidence of the benefits of the Job Shadow Day, both believe in the long run it will help bring more skilled employees to the federal government. And France says in at least one way the program already is paying off.
I do know there are a couple of organizations here, one in particular, that they were saying, hey, we're going to tag a couple of these students as interns. So they were here interviewing students so they can bring them on as interns. So, you know, that's a start.
She adds that DOD also tries to attract college students through their Information Assurance Scholarship Program. DOD recruits students with information security degrees from 70 colleges and universities and places them in jobs in the military around the country. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.